Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Y'all tell the people this, huh?
Welcome to God in the Midst Christian Fellowship Ministry. Our host is Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Thank you for joining us today. Our lines will be open so you can call 516-418-5699 with your comments, questions, personal prophecy, or prayer requests. Again, our number is 516-418-5699. And God bless to everyone who called in and everyone in the chat room. God in the Midst, otherwise known as GITM or Get 'Em Radio, is an apostolic ministry whose charge is to help encourage, edify, and equip the people of God who are called to home churches, small churches, our parachurch ministries. For those of you who are joined us for the first time, home churches, small churches, and parachurch ministries may be small in number, but we know when we are faithful with a few things, the Lord make us ruler over much. We're featuring home, small, and parachurch ministries by interviewing them as well as presenting special, encouraging, and educational things monthly. We hope that as you hear these broadcasts, the Lord will confirm what he has placed on your heart. It may encourage you to step out boldly. It may even catapult you to the next dimension in the Lord and ministry.
Y'all tell the people this, huh?
Well, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome, everyone, to God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio's Thursday night edition. Hallelujah. And this month, the rest of this month, we're going to be focusing on wise fathers. Hallelujah. So tonight, we're going to So get yourself ready now. We want to talk tonight. Amen. We're going to talk about our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Father tonight. Amen. So you get an opportunity to share whatever the Lord leads you to share today. Amen. Let's open up with a word of prayer. Father God, we bless you. We thank you. We honor you. We adore you. You are the Holy One, the Glorious One, the True and Living One, the One who is and was and is to come, the One who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We bless you today, Lord God. We honor you, and we continue to dedicate this broadcast to you and say, Lord God, have your way. Move by your Spirit. Do as only you can do, Lord God. Reveal yourself, hallelujah, even the more to us, because you're past finding out. You must be revealed by yourself, hallelujah. And we give you praise and glory in Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. So today, as I said, we're going to talk, amen, about our Heavenly Father and about our Earthly Father. And I want to start off with a song that I really like this song. And the name of the song is Good, Good Father. And as you listen to it, it talks about the Lord being a good, good Father. He's so good, you can't just say one good. He's a good, good Father. That's who he is. Amen. So let's listen to this song, Good, Good Father. Okay. There we go.
Ooh, I've heard a thousand stories of what they think you're like, but I've heard the tender whisper of love in the dead of night, and you tell me that you're pleased and that I'm never alone. You're a good, good Father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am. Oh, and I've seen many searching for it.
Thank you.
sure. For those who just joined us, this is Wise Fathers Month, and we want to spend this broadcast talking. Amen. I'm going to talk. You'll get to talk. Hallelujah. And we're talking about our Father, our Heavenly Father, and our Earthly Father. Hallelujah. That song that just played, Good, Good Father. And I really like the words in the song because it talks about how the Lord is a good, good Father. Our Father God is a good, good Father. He's perfect in all of his ways. Hallelujah. And he loves us. Glory to God. And then I'm loved by you. That's who I am. Hallelujah. So we get our identity from the Lord. We get our identity and we get our identity, who we are, and that we are loved, that we are loved by him. That's the basis of our identity. You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. So this is a love thing, and he loves us. Our Father loves us. You know, whether you had or got to know your earthly father or not, it's important to know about our Heavenly Father and that he loves us. He loves us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. Amen. And his love is just renewed like every day. I love the scripture, Lamentations 3:22-23. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. New every morning. Great is your faithfulness. This is our Father God. Amen. He loves us with a steadfast love. And then in Matthew 7:11, it says, if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? He's a good, good Father. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. And he gives us those good gifts. He gives us what we need when we need it. And then he goes even exceeding abundantly above all that we ask, think, or even imagine. And of course, you know, I just have to mention Matthew 6, the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-13. And our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, that Jesus would teach us how to pray. Our Father said, my Father. That would have been different, but he said, our Father, which art in heaven. We have a Heavenly Father. We have a Heavenly Father. Amen. And I mentioned before about how his love is so deep and so wonderful. For God so loved the world, Father God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Amen. So the Father's love is vast, it's wide, it's deep. and it belongs to you and to me. Hallelujah. We are loved by him, of knowing who we are when we know that we are loved by him. Hallelujah. And so when I think of my earthly father who has gone home to be with my heavenly father, hallelujah. And that's when it gets good. You know, when you know, when our earthly father is saved, when our earthly father follows our heavenly father, that's a great treasure when that happens, when our earthly father follows our heavenly father. Praise God. Well, I want to say a few things about my earthly father, and we're going to open up the line. And you can talk about our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Father, and so we're going to have a conversation tonight, amen. So you can prepare yourself for that. When I think about Father, I think about how the Lord. I mean, I had no choice in picking who my, and none of us did, picking who our earthly father was or is. So this, what I'm saying is, this is all about God. God made the choice. However our earthly father was, good, bad, or indifferent, or if we never even knew him, God still picked him. And God doesn't make mistakes. And God didn't make no, amen. Hallelujah. So it's important to look and see, you know, who God picked for you and who God picked for me as our earthly father. Well, my earthly father, like I said, he went home to be with the Lord in 2020 during the pandemic, even though he did not have COVID. But he had a lot of other things going on, you know, in his body. And I can remember my earthly father, child. And some of my first remembrances of him was when I was about maybe 4 years old, him teaching me how to read and write, and, you know, spending that time with me. I always felt special because I got to be the baby for 6 years. and I milked that duck. Even though I was little, I was happy to be the baby for 6 years. And so, you know, I was the one that always climbed up in the bed. I don't know what my other brothers and sisters did, but I would climb up into my mother and father's bed, you know, when I was a child. And even when I was grown and married and would come home, I would jump in the bed with them. And so, you know, I was that kind of child, you know, always felt loved and cared for. And I'm thinking, you know, through the years, my earthly father, I have been helping me when different things happened. You know, I knew that I was protected and provided for and taken care of. And that's, you know, that kind of goes with our Heavenly Father. We know that he's our protector, that he's our provider, and it's good to see that when it happens in our earthly father as well. Now, my earthly father did all that good stuff, but he was not perfect. He's not perfect like God is perfect. He did provide a lot. He was, you know, he's good to my mom, good to us and everything. But, you know, I can recall that we wanted to spend more time with him. And he worked. He was a working man. That's a blessing. Amen. Hey, now that I've gotten older, I know it was a blessing to have a father who was a working man. And so when he worked, he would work two jobs. So he would work in the daytime and then I'm trying to remember what it was. He was working at a feed mill. I don't know if he was lifting packages or moving things around, but some of my brothers and sisters could probably tell you better. But anyway, at night he would drive a taxi. So we didn't see him very much. And I can recall when I was a teen or preteen and how he would, my mom was working, okay, and both of them were working. So when I was a preteen, I can remember that we had to make sure that daddy's food was ready between jobs so that he could come home, eat, rest a little bit, and go to his other job. And so, I mean, that was something that we had to do, and we were pretty much happy to do it, you know. And I can remember one day saying to him, I don't know which one of us said it, but we all felt it. We said, Daddy, we really want to spend more time with you. We don't really get to see you that much. And he got angry and said, what? Do you want me to just lay around the house and you don't have any food to eat or you won't have a place to stay? I need to work. And for him, work was love. That's what that meant to him, that he was working and that was his way of loving us, by protecting us, by providing for us, taking care of us. Now, revelation came as a grown woman. Couldn't understand that as a child. And I got to hear my father also talk about things that happened to him when he was a child. He was very spiritual, and he was telling me a story all the time when he was a young boy, and he would pray for people and they would be healed. So he was so small that they put him on a chair, and he would stand on the chair, come to the house to his parents' house on Sundays. He would stand in the chair. They would pass in front of him. He would blow in their mouth, and they would be healed. And I thought, wow, that is awesome. That's awesome. But to a child, it wasn't awesome to him. He felt he felt like kind of abused having to do that. And then he said, you know, when people would open up their mouths, they would have cavities and their, you know, rotten teeth, all of this. And he had to look in their mouths, but he would do it. He would blow in their mouths and they would be healed. Also, he would tell us that if he looked at someone and he looked in their face, especially around their eyes and their forehead, the Lord would just show him so many things about that person's life and eavesdropping on their life. So a lot of times he wouldn't look at people in the eye. He wouldn't look at them because he didn't want to see their life flash before him like that. And so he just, you know, I would say he needed some more training in the things of God, you know, and it would have worked out better for him spiritually. But God did what God wanted to do in him, and that is he had children. Him and my mom had children that love the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is a blessing. Anyway, in the latter part of his life, he began to be totally out of his character. And we don't know. I mean, maybe he was going through I'm trying to think of what they call it for men. But maybe he was going through that. All I think is menopause. I know I'm not saying the right thing. But, you know, he went through some things like that and began to stray and go out. And for a while, he completely left. And moved in with someone else. And so that was just so strange to me to see that. But the point that I'm making is that by that time, all of his children were grown, and we were all licensed, ordained ministers, loving God, and we could pray for him. And that's what we did. We prayed for him, for my mom. And we forgave him for what he was doing. And by the Spirit of the Lord, I'm saying by the Spirit of the Lord, we continue to honor him, even during that time. And, I mean, that wasn't a light thing. That was a thing that we had to do and just really pray. So that we could forgive and still honor him. And I'll tell you, the lesson that I learned from the Lord through that was that, you know, the scripture, honor, the commandment, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long on the earth. And I probably should read it right. But the Lord was saying to me, honor your father and your mother. He said, that doesn't mean honor them if they do right. Honor them if they do what you expect them to do. That's not what he said. He said, honor them. And I'm going to read that scripture. That's Exodus 20. In verse 12, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. That's the NIV version. Amen. So even honoring my father during that time, that scripture became real to me. And the Lord, you know, gave that revelation. Because I'm like, you know what? He didn't do my mama right. You know, he could have respected her more. And I was really kind of going through because of the dishonor that I saw. And the Lord was like, but you still have to honor him. And so the Lord put forgiveness in my heart. It wasn't a one-day thing. It was a process over time. And when he was, 9 months before he passed away, it was his 90th birthday. and we went to see him for his 90th birthday and took him cake and ice cream and food and this big spread, you know, for his 90th birthday. And we had gone, we would go at least his birthday every year and Father's Day. We would go those 2 days to see him. And this day, no one answered the door. It was his 90th birthday. No one answered the door. And my sister, Pastor Catherine, she was like, no, it's basically, we're not going anywhere. We're going to keep knocking on this door. And we knocked on the door for about a half an hour. And finally, the woman came out and said that he had fallen on the floor. And so, but he didn't want to go to the hospital. And he probably had a knowing that once he left, he would not come back. See what happened. And so, so for the next 9 months, we had the privilege and the honor of helping him. He was in and out of the hospital. He went in and out of rehab and then went into a nursing home. And so we were there with him. And I, you know, I thank God for the opportunity to even get to know him better during that time, to get to know his sense of humor. He had a great sense of humor. And wherever he was, rehab, nursing home, or hospital, the staff just loved him, and they loved his sense of humor. And so it was good to spend that time with him. I could talk more and more about this because it's very, you know, it's very intimate to me. But the thing I want to end with is my dad got saved earlier in his life, but he did rededicate his heart and his life to the Lord before he went home to be with the Lord. And my sister, Pastor Catherine, prayed with him, and he rededicated his life to the Lord. Hallelujah. And I can recall that, and this was Pastor Catherine who started praying up over him whenever we would leave. You know, we go and visit him. Whenever we would leave, she would say, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. And I can recall after he rededicated his life to the Lord, he began to pray that prayer with us. And he said, the Lord bless me and keep me and make his face to shine upon me and to be gracious unto me and give me peace. And we're like, thank you, Jesus. He got it. He got it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so he is absent from his body and present with the Lord. And we give God, our Heavenly Father, all the glory, the honor, and the praise for it. Amen. Amen. So we're going to open up the line. You have an opportunity now, those who just joined us, you have an opportunity to talk about our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Father. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell you what, I'm going to open up all the lines. If you want to say something, you may speak. If not, just put your phone on mute. Okay, all the lines are open. So if you want to say something, go right ahead.
Well, glory to God. This is your sister Helen, Apostle, and I just want to piggyback on you with about our dad and and listen to. It's just so wonderful every time when these kind of occasions come and we get to hear some things about our dad and some of the things that, you know, we all experienced. And we know that it was at different times, and but many of us experienced the same thing. One of the things I just thank God for, and I thank God for each one of you that are on the line, to you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and Ministry Lane, I thank you so much for the help that you've given unto our family. And I just want to thank God for this special time of when we're celebrating the fathers and Father's Day. And in my years as I've walked with the Lord, that's one of the major things that God has, that I've come to know him as a father. And coming to know him as a father, Abba Father. I love Romans 8 and verse 15 when it talks about us being adopted into his family. We're adopted into the family of God. We're adopted into the family. And then he tells us whereby we can now cry, Abba Father. And so that wording, Abba Father, would stand out to me so much. What does it really mean? And I began to study up on it. It meant my papa, my daddy God. That's why you see a lot of people that pray now, and they say, daddy God, my papa, to be able to come and just talk to him in a real and personal way as a father and as a daddy, you know, to know that he's concerned about everything in our lives. And not only is he a papa and a daddy to us, and that's why on Father's Day, I love to say Happy Father's Day to our Heavenly Father, because he's a good God. You know, somebody said that they don't think anybody's been lied on more than God's been lied on. And sometimes, because one of the things I'm finding out in the course of my lifetime is the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the compassion of God. That's really, when we look at the book of Jonah, when we go to Jonah and we begin to focus on the book of Jonah, and one of the things we focus a lot on is that Jonah was thrown into the belly of the whale. But it was really about the father, about a relationship with the father. He knew how God the Father was. Jonah knew how God the Father was. I'm going to see while you're doing that. I'm going to take just a few seconds. I want to turn to one of my favorite verses in Jonah. And because Jonah was mad. He got mad. You know, he was so mad. And God said, he said, you mad? You're angry? He said, yeah. He said, he was mad enough to die. He said, because I knew you were going to do this. He said, I knew how you were. He knew how the kind Heavenly Father was. He knew it.
Yeah.
And he said, I knew I was going to go up here and do this, and then you were going to have mercy upon these people. And so, and this is what he said. I want to read that one, Jonah, Micah, New Zealand. I'm going over here to Jonah, and I want to read that one because it just gives you a picture. I mean, God gives us glimmers of him as our father so that we can be able to know how he is and you know, his personality. In Jonah 4, the heading on my Bible says, Jonah's anger at the Lord's compassion. And so when after Jonah had went with those 8 words and said, yet 40 days and Nineveh will be destroyed, he went on the boat and disobedience, trying to run away from God and not to do what God would tell him to do. And we didn't really know at the beginning, and I read it for many years, I didn't know the reason that I know that these people were, Nineveh was supposed to be wicked, but I didn't know why he said that he didn't want to go say what God said for him to say. He went in the boat. You know, they threw him overboard. The whale took him up. We don't know if it was a whale, but it was a big fish. And then God had him to be able to be spit out. And he came and he went that great city, and Jonah obeyed the word of the Lord, went to Nineveh and obeyed the word of the Lord. And it said that what he had to do, it took him 3 days to walk around that big city to tell what God said. In the NIV Bible, it says 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. And what was so amazing about that
when he declared, when he told them what God said, the king and all the people proclaimed a fast. I mean, from the king, and what was so amazing, not only did the king fast, but the word of God said that then he said, the king said, do not let any man or beast, herd or flock, taste anything. Do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may relent, yet relent. Even the heathens knew that they were going to fast, and that's what I see. I see people that were, they can be what people call the worst of sinners, if that's such a thing. But they know somewhat of the mercy and the goodness of God. And they'll go fast. They'll go sow their money in order to try to touch the heart of God so that situation can be turned around. Well, that's what Nineveh did. So he said, let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows? God may yet relent. And this is in Jonah 3:9. Who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. But look what it says in verse 10. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion and did not bring up on them the destruction he had threatened. And then it says, the heading for my verse, chapter 4, says Jonah's anger at the Lord's compassion. Verse 1 says, verse 1 says, but Jonah was greatly displeased and became angry. He prayed to the Lord. He said, oh, Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew that you are gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Because, see, that's the problem. Now, when we look at a father, to get to know this father, that he's such a God of love, a God of compassion. Hallelujah. And verse 3 says, now, Lord, Jonah says, take away my life, for it is better for me to die than to live, Jonah said. But verse 4, the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? I asked Jonah, do you have any right? And then God went on, and the verses went on, and he gave a vine to cover him up and everything, and then let the vine dry up and die. And that made Jonah angry again. But God said in 4:9, but God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? And Jonah said, I do. He said he was angry enough to die. And every time I get to those verses, I kind of laugh. It ain't funny. But he said he was angry enough to die. And then in verse 10, it says, but the Lord said, you've been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend it or make it grow. See, that's what a father does. A true father is going to love and care for their children. He said, it sprang up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? All boiled down about a relationship with a God our Father, who loved the people so much. He warned them before destruction would come. And because they fasted, including their animals, God had mercy and compassion. That's what I've come to, as I'm coming to know. Now, I got one more little thing. It is so long. I got one more after this, because this is my latest, this is the latest. I have not heard a lot of people preach on it in this manner, but that don't mean nothing, because I have not heard a lot of people preach on it. But this is what God has put in my heart, to know him as a father. In Luke, we often read about the prodigal son, and I'm only going to focus on basically one verse, Luke 15 and verse 31. In Luke 15, I'm talking about the father, the love of a father that would love so much. When you look at him about the prodigal son, I don't want to leave out about how the prodigal son left and he came back and the father was watching for him from afar. That's why I want to say, as I get to Luke 15:31, I've been standing with someone who is standing in their marriage, and it's been difficult. It's been rough, because he's saying to me, I don't see any consequences, Mama, one of my sons. I don't see any consequences for them doing what they're doing. It's hurting me. He said, it's hurting. It's hurting so bad, the things that they're doing to me, Mama. I don't see any consequences. I see them doing things intentionally concerning me, Mama. And when he would talk, I said, but you know what? Think about what we've been through in our lives. And God didn't squash us out. Because, see, there's a man that said, we're somewhere in the future. And we look much better than we look right now. We're somewhere in the future. Because God, our Father, says, I know what I'm going to do in your life. He said to me, Helen, I knew when you were that alcoholic, even though you gave your life, your heart to me in 1958, it was a good 20 years later in 1978. He said, but in that process, you became an alcoholic, getting up in the morning drinking, going to bed at night drinking, doing all kind of things that were not right to do. Excuse me one second. Joyous, done. Answer the phone, call him and tell him I'll call him back. Glory to God. So here we are. Are you still there, Apostle?
Yes.
Hello? Yes.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, okay. So in the midst of me being out there in the world where I was in that, this all that I was doing, God, it is mercy. Oh, his mercy. His compassion upon me. He was the one that said, "He was the one that said, I see something. I'm gonna bring her around. I'm gonna draw her to myself." Well, somebody, if they had watched my life, they would have said, "Well, she should have gone on and died, but not God." Mm-hmm. That's why he often says, "Forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Forgive us our trespasses." He constantly talks about, forgive those as I've forgiven you. And so when I saw the forgiveness of God in my life, as my son's been going through as a mother, nobody wants to see their son crying and hurt. Nobody. Nobody wants to see their grandchild crying and hurt. Nobody. But God said, you cannot afford unforgiveness. I forgave you and brought you around. I'm going to fix this situation, Helen. I'm going to turn it around. So when I see the, and we can be like that older son, because see, that younger son went out. He spent all of the money that the father gave. He spent his inheritance out there with the pigs, eating the stuff that the pigs were eating, and he came to himself. And I guarantee you, when somebody's out there, that's what my child kept telling me, said, well, Mama, I don't see no consequences of what they're doing. I said, but you got to know, God is working behind the scenes. God sees, he knows. It may look like somebody getting away with something, but God is yet working behind the scenes. Oh, there were consequences to when I went out there. And God brought me back, and I thank him for it, and I worship him. That's why he said, to whom is forgiven of much, they love much. So when he came with this, with the prodigal son, here he is, and the father runs out, and the father goes to meet him and puts the ring and the robe on that son, that prodigal son. That's the picture. He would begin to show us through this prodigal son story the picture of how a father, he, the Father God, is. That's his picture. If we go to Luke 15 and you begin, the son said to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, quick. He said, quickly. He said, don't hesitate. There's no hesitation on my part to receive my son back unto myself. He could bring the best robe and put it on him. He said, in other words, he said, he's still my son. Put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. So they began to celebrate. But then, of course, you see in the 15:23, meanwhile, the older son was in the field. When he came to the house, he heard music and dancing. So he called one of the servants and asked him what was going on. Your brother has come, he replied, and your father has killed the fatted calf because he was back safe and sound. But the older brother became angry and refused to go in. How many of us are looking at people that we knew out in the world on drugs, in alcohol, doing all kinds of things, and then they come into the Lord, and there are people still trying to hold their past against them. I can remember when I first came in the Lord and I was called into the ministry, it was 5 years before some of my family members even came to hear me preach. 5 years went by. It's over 40 years now, but 5 years went by because they could still know the things that I used to do. But the word of God says that the older brother became angry and refused to go in, so his father went out and pleaded with him. He pleaded with him. That's what the father tells us. That's what he says. He'll tell me, Helen, whatever you do, don't you be upset with your loved one. Don't you be upset, Mom. Don't you hold nothing against nobody. I've forgiven you as much, and you got to forgive ones as I have forgiven you, because I've got a purpose and plan and a destiny for their lives. I'm bringing them out to come in, and glory to God, to go forth in me. That's what he says. But he answered his father, and the son said, the oldest brother said, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. Yet you never gave me even a young goat so I could celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours, who has squandered your property and with prostitutes, comes home, you killed the fatted calf for him. And this is the verse I love that shows you the heart of the Father God, where we can rejoice. This verse 31, I have not heard it preached like God has ministered it to my heart. But God says, he said, I'm always with you, Helen. He tells the body of Christ, that's why he had to come and let us know he is Emmanuel. He said, I'm God with you. That's why there was a mystery, a secret that's been hid from the ages, which is Christ in us. The hope, the expectation of the glory of God in us. I'll never leave you. I won't forsake you when I come in. I hold you. I'm going to keep you. But so what did he do? He said, my son, the father said, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. Now, when I heard that, I went and I looked up as many translations of that verse that I can look up. I'm talking about Luke 15 and verse 31. I want to challenge ones during this Father's Day to look it up. As many of the verses that I can look up on, Luke 15 and verse 31. I'm going to read a few of them, then I'm going to stop. Glory to God. Because this is the Father where he's constantly getting into my spirit. I want you to understand, Helen, I'm always with you. I'm the Father God who is always with you. That's why when, Apostle, you said at the beginning, I'm turning to this, where the ones I have with a whole collection of ones about Luke 15, 31. I have them in a little collection. And when you said every night now, as I worship the Lord, every single night that I can, I give three verses, Romans 8:32, where he, the God of our Father, says, if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? That's Romans 8:32. And then, of course, you said the one in Matthew 7 and verse 11, where the Father says, he said, if ones are evil and they know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more will our Heavenly Father give good things to those who ask him? And the third verse I say each night is Luke 15, 31. And it says in the KJV Bible, and he said unto him, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. Then in the CEB Bible it says, then his father said, son, you're always with me, and everything I have is yours. God's showing us as he was the father to the prodigal son to put the ring on him, to put the robe on him, kill the fatted calf, and tell them to quickly move on behalf of his son. He's also the father that says to us, I'm with you, and everything I have is yours. And the DLNT Bible that says, and the one said to him, and the father said to him, child, he called him child here to that older son. He said, child, you're always with me, and all my things are yours. God has said, everything I got is yours. If you're my child, everything. That's what he said. Helen, I'm your father. And I'm always with you. And everything I have is yours. That's a revelation that I've got to be able to walk in, to hold on to lay hold to. And the GNT Bible says, my son, the father answered, you're always here with me, and everything I have is yours. Just a few more. And the LEB Bible, it says, and I love the LEB Bible, it says, but he said to him, child, you're always with me, and everything I have belongs to you. I claim that verse. Lord, everything you have, and they have a song that says, it belongs to you. The Winans did that song. One of the Winan children, that it belongs to me. Salvation, healing, deliverance, a relationship with God our Father belongs to me. And the TLB Bible, it says, look, dear son, his father said to him, you and I are very close, and everything I have is yours. In the Message Bible, it says, his father said, son, you don't understand. You're with me all the time, and everything that is mine is yours. Then the father said in the NET Bible, son, you're always with me, and everything that belongs to me is yours. This is the last one. In the TLV Bible, it says, then the father said to him, son, you're always with me, and everything that is mine is yours. And this, for me, this Father's Day, it's so very special, Apostle. It's so very special to me because of that verses in Jonah with the compassion and the love and the mercy of God. I don't care what it is. I cry out to God, my Father, Lord, have mercy. Have compassion, Lord God, upon your daughter, Lord God. With situations, I don't know what to do, how to do, when to do it. Have mercy, Lord God, your compassion, your love, your kindness. And then I come back to this Luke 15 and verse 31. And I know that he's saying to me, Helen, you're my child. And you're always with me. And everything that I have is yours. It belongs to you. So that is what I'm laying hold to. I'm growing in that revelation of who our kind Heavenly Father is so that we can lean and rely on him. There was something that came up in the last few days, and we had a choice to be able to go and try to put ourselves in severe debt in order to accomplish this goal. And I told my girls, I said, you know what? In days past, I would manipulate. I didn't know I was manipulating. I was trying to make it happen, make it work. I said, but I know my kind Heavenly Father don't want me in this kind of debt. And I know that he don't want me in something that I can. I said, my daddy, God, he's a God of compassion and a God of mercy. I said, he will provide. Mm-hmm. Now, even though the event passed, but I know if the event passed and he didn't put it in my hand, he's been faithful to me. He's been faithful to me. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you never forget what I've done for you in these last 2.5 years. He said, how can you, do you ever forget? He says, if I didn't provide it, then it wasn't for you to go at that time. Me, Helen, do you yet love me? Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I wanted to be there, but God allowed where there were situations now where you can look at things on live stream. You can look at things on Zoom. I can be almost just like you're there. And plus, they had tickets. So I wouldn't have been by them. I would have had to sneak in, which was dishonest. Because it wouldn't have been enough tickets for me to get into either one of the events. But the God we serve allowed me to see it was for graduation. He allowed me to see my son and his 3 graduations. And then my grandson tonight, I could see him. They had a Zoom, and they let it be able to see him come by in his cap and gown and to receive his diploma tonight. So I thank God for tonight, and even though I know it's a little long what I did and you didn't have a major speaker, but I know that I didn't know I was going to say this, and I didn't know, but I know in my knower that if there's just one person tonight, and maybe it's somebody that will listen in the future, who can come and know this kind Heavenly Father that will go through Jonah and see that Jonah was about the Father and his love even for sinners. And it was a whole lesson. We focus so much on the whale, upon the fish, that we don't focus on this was about the mercy and the loving kindness of our Father.
And it was also, when we look at the prodigal son, to be able to see that this is a picture. God wanted to show us, this is how I am. This is my personality, my character and nature. I'll run to meet you. I'll treat you good. Glory to God. And then I want you to know that whatever I have, I'm with you always, and all that I have belongs to you. So God bless you. Love you. I didn't get to go into daddy, so I won't go. You went into daddy, but I went into our daddy, God. I love you, Apostle. And thank you for giving me that time. I'm going to go back on mute. God bless you. Love you. Love you.
Amen. Thanks for sharing. Hallelujah. Amen. And I you're right. I had not looked at Jonah from that perspective. You know, the perspective of, you know, his relationship with the Father God. Praise God. And that he knew about God. He knew God's character and nature, and that God's character and nature is love and compassion, and that he would have compassion, but it made him mad. Ain't that something? So thank you. Thank you. And also with the prodigal son. Amen. And how he, his brother got upset over the love and compassion of the father. You know, they say favor ain't fair, you know, and that's the favor of the Lord upon Nineveh, the favor of the Lord upon the prodigal son. It may not be fair, but that's who our Heavenly Father is, and that's what he does. So anyone else, everybody's line is open. Welcome, Minister Rachel. Your line is now open. We're talking tonight. We are talking tonight about our Heavenly Father and our Earthly Father. That's the agenda. That's God's agenda. Amen. So if anyone wants to share anything that the Lord has laid on your heart, you may talk. All of the lines are open. If you don't want to say anything, just make sure your line is muted. So the lines are open and you can speak at any time.
I wanted to say, I thank God that this, like, it could be a nice legacy of music, because my dad, he can play. The Lord gave him the gift to play any instrument. And also, he makes the best biscuits. And chili.
What a wonderful combination. Music and biscuits.
Yeah, and I want to know how to cook them. Yeah, so I can make biscuits for the kids, but I haven't gotten that recipe. At least I wasn't paying attention. He probably was telling me. But I know he used, like, this thing called Bisquick. He used that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I know Bisquick.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Now, do you want to say anything about your Heavenly Father?
My Heavenly Daddy. Oh, yeah. He's been keeping us strong and everything like that, and just protecting us. Because Amber, she when it was looking a certain way around here in Jersey City, she began to pray, and God was clearing up the sky, and we saw the sun. And I'm like, thank you, Lord. She had faith. She started magnifying the Lord and, you know, praising God. Because she was getting worried, and so she was looking out the window, but she began to just put her focus on the Lord and watching my little 11-year-old in her great faith in God. And I'm like, he's worthy to be praised. Yes, hallelujah. And that encouraged me, because I began to look. I started praying my heavenly language, but she prayed, and he heard her, and it started clearing up over here in Jersey City, New Jersey. Because we were smelling it, and it started, the smoke started trying to get a little thicker, started getting onky outside. So, and I was like, this stuff don't have no permission in the name of Jesus. We started praying stuff. Hallelujah. God did a change over here. We saw the sign. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, they were
Thank
saying
you,
on the news, they were saying that that you could hardly see the Statue of Liberty, that it was so much pollution, or, you know, what the air was looking like. Well, praise God. God, the Lord had Amber
to
that prayer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we could look to the perfect law of liberty in Christ Jesus, who made us all free in him because of his blood. Hallelujah. So hallelujah about that.
Thank you, Lord. He does hear us. Hallelujah. Amen. Anything else?
That's and glory to God. He's awesome.
Amen.
And God bless
Amen.
You all.
Amen. God bless you too. Love y'all.
And I wanted to say a short. Okay. I wanted
you
to
want
say
to
a
say
short
a-
prayer for fathers and new fathers that God that they will trust God's wisdom and they will lean on the Lord and go to his holy book, which is the Holy Bible, for instruction on how to be a godly father to help and guide these beautiful babies, pandemic babies now in the name of Jesus, that they will be loved and know the genuine love of the Father through them and be shining examples of Jesus Christ. May they open their hearts and everything to the Lord and just yield in Jesus' name and moms too. But that was our month last month. But I thank God for the fathers and the ones, all of them. And may he keep them strong and encouraged in Jesus' name. And those who did stray away, may God bring their hearts back to the children and the wisdom, you know, the disobedience to the wisdom of the just. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for that prayer. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Anyone else? Thank you, Lord. Well, in case someone is listening, we want to give them an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. And then we'll talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. So you'll still have another opportunity to say something. And when I finish with that, I'll give you an opportunity. Hallelujah. So thank you, Lord. Now, John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world. This is Father God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. That's his love. He loves us so much. And then in Romans 10:9, that scripture lets us know how to receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is saying a prayer. Believing in your heart is making a choice to believe that the Bible is true. Believe that Jesus, that God sent Jesus. He really loves you. And if you believe on him, you will have eternal life. To me. With all your heart, and you shall be saved right here and right now. So repeat this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe you died for me. Forgive me of all my sins. Come into my heart, to my life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know, according to the Bible, I'm saved I'm born again, and heaven is my home. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. And I want to welcome you right now to the kingdom of God. I want to welcome you. And just as Pastor Price was talking about, Father went out to meet the prodigal son. He went out to meet him. He had the robe. He had the ring for him. They killed the fatted calf so that they could celebrate. Well, right now, celebrations are going on in heaven because you just prayed that prayer with all your heart. Hallelujah. So we just thank God that you are now a child of God. You're part of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And we give God praise for you right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we want to pray over you. We pray right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and power. Power to live right, power to walk right, power to do right in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you them right now. Hallelujah. In their belly and out of their belly flows rivers of living water. And their prayer language is being released right now in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus. And we just thank God for you. Hallelujah. We thank God that even as you sit down and read the Bible, that the understanding will come to you more because the Lord is sitting right there with you to help you to understand his word. Amen, amen, and amen. And so we want to invite you to learn and grow. Now, you can go to any Bible-believing church, Bible-based church, and you can learn and grow. And we also want to invite you to the Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts so that you can learn and grow with us as well. The Lord has, he's really developed together to help us to learn and grow together. Amen. So now the way that you can meet with us is over the phone. Glory to God. Amen. And the phone number is area code 516-418-5699. That's 516-418-5699. Amen. Now, on Sundays, we have the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy. Every Sunday we meet, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Mom, we're going to hear Pastor Mom speak on this Sunday. Glory to God. On Monday is our Bible teaching series with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. Hallelujah. And what she does is dig into the Word of God, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as well. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and it's called Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Amen. On Tuesdays, that's our prayer time, and we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. You can volunteer to pray in tongues. We have four people who volunteer to pray in tongues. You can do that as well. Amen. Always looking for volunteers. Amen. Those who are available to do it. Glory to God. So that's every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, and that's this Wednesday coming up, the second Wednesday of the month is we have our healing service. We call it prophetic healing, where God reveals the ailments that people are going to have even before they call in. And then what God reveals, he heals. Hallelujah. So mark your calendar, set your cell phone alarm, and join us on this Wednesday, June the 14th, 2023. Amen. 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. The Lord. And then on the fourth Wednesday of the month, we have our newest addition to God in the Midst Get'em Radio, and that will be the Anointed Pandemic Baby on June the 28th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And what we're doing on the 28th, which is the fourth Wednesday of the month, we're going to be talking about and praying for the Anointed Pandemic Babies, babies between the ages of newborn and 4 years old. We're also praying for their families, their parents as well, in the name of Jesus. Amen. And our Wednesday broadcast, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. And then every Thursday this month, we will have, we'll be talking about Wise Fathers Month. So we have someone scheduled for next week. You'll see, and we'll be announcing it at other times as well. So, amen. So we're going to have some fathers, anointed fathers, that's going to be talking to us the rest of this month on Thursday. And that's 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. So we're getting ready to close. If anyone has anything to say, your line is open. Otherwise, we're going to close for the night. Well, amen. So let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, Lord God. We thank you for this special time to be able to just come together and talk about you, our Heavenly Father, and then to talk about our Earthly Father. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us the to do it. Amen. And we lift up everyone who listened tonight, those who will listen in the future. We thank you, Lord God, for touching all of our households, our bodies. Lord God, we thank you for complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. And that we thank you, Lord, that we all have a good, peaceful night's sleep and wake up refreshed in the morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to close with a song by Hillsong, and it's called Father of Creation. So God bless you all, and have a blessed rest of the night.
Presence, to sing a song to you, a song of praise and honor for all the things you helped us through. You gave a life worth living, a life in love with you, and now I just love giving all my praises back to you. You're the Father of creation. Every night.
Y'all tell the people them, no?
What?
Do it again.